Hey, it's Josh here, and I have a crazy idea, and the only way I know to express ideas is through conversation. And so I was going to do this podcast episode by myself, but that would not be a conversation, that would be a dialogue, and it would be a monologue. So I wanted to invite a friend on to this very first episode of this podcast to just try and dilute the idea down to something that made sense to everyone else. Everyone, introducing Scudder McDonald.
Hey, yeah, thank you, everyone. No, please stop the applause. It was great. No, we're fine. Thank you,
Scuddy. Thank you for joining me from your car today. There's not many podcasts that have been recorded in cars, so I'm glad.
Yeah, I also need to get petrol as well, so we'll probably have to pause at some point because you know that's 2017. It may not be 2017 yet, but it's 2017.
Actually, you know what? Getting fuel is probably the least 2017 thing that you can do.
Oh, isn't that so true?
Okay, so, Scotty, your role in this conversation is to ask stupid questions, because there are no stupid questions, unless, of course, it's a stupid question that I'll tell you. But I just wanted to kind of throw this idea out there, and you could pick it up, and you could say, what about this, Josh? Or what does this mean? That kind of thing. Is that all right?
Yeah, now that I get that it's about stupid questions, I understand why you asked me to do it. So
yeah, you feel you're the most qualified person for that.
Person to answer this. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so here's the idea. I have this word unpopular in my mind. In my business, people look at me weird when I say this, but I tell them that I want to be unpopular. And in 2017, I want to be more unpopular than I ever have been, which doesn't really make sense to so many people. Because I'm not too sure if you've even asked me this question, but I've had so many friends and colleagues and just good people. So if you're one of these people, don't feel bad. You're not a bad person. But so many people have asked me, you know, with your business, like when are you going to grow? When are you going to bring on like 20 celebrants and, you know, take over the world and, you know, be on the Forbes list of whatever list Forbes is going this month and all of that kind of jazz. And I don't want to be on a Forbes list of most rich or biggest business kind of people or any of that. It's just not what I want to do. And if I've made the decision that that end of the scale isn't where I want me and my business and Brittany and my family to be, then by default I'm making the decision that I want to be somewhere else towards the other end of the scale, which is not that big and, you know, not that massive and not on the biggest company list at Forbes. And so I've been thinking about this for about 2 years, and workshops that I've been doing for the last few years have already encapsulated this kind of feel that I don't want to have a popular business. I want to have an unpopular business. And not only do I want to have an unpopular business, but I want to have a sustainably unpopular business, because typically unpopular businesses go out of business, and I don't want to go out of business. I want to keep on doing business, so I want to have an unpopular business. And everyone loves coming to my workshops, and I love coaching people, so I want to formulate that into something that could hopefully reach more people. Thus, today launching Unpopular, a journey into being sustainably unpopular.
I guess for me, the first thing that I suppose I want clarity in, listening to what you've said, the first thing I want clarity in, because I think you can understand from listening to your words, it actually, what you're saying sounds counterintuitive, it sounds stupid, it sounds airy-fairy in a sense, like just to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I think hacking behind what you're saying, what I'm hearing is the word unpopular is almost a way of summarizing the definition of the word niche.
Yeah, that's probably a really good assimilation of the thought, because so let's go from a wedding point of view. I have to be niche because I cannot possibly service 130,000 couples getting married in Australia every year, which is about 130,000 couples that are getting married every year in Australia. Let alone the fact that we travel internationally for work. And so, I don't know, like there's probably over a million couples, I'm assuming, getting married every year. So I can't possibly service a million. I don't want to service 100,000. I don't want to service 10,000. Heck, I don't want to be standing in front of 1,000 couples. I barely want to stand in front of 100. And that's not because I want to be exclusive and like special. I just can't, I possibly can't have awesome relationships with that many people every year.
Is that to say that you think a fundamental of your business is relationship ahead of the actual service?
Yeah, well, look, just plain and out, I'm not a good celebrant if I don't have a good relationship with you. Like, I just recently did a wedding and I didn't feel amazing about it. The couple might have enjoyed it. I haven't heard yet. But I didn't feel amazing about it. And the reason was we didn't have a relationship. I could tell the groom that he had to be reminded of who I was by me. And I just barely got to know the bride. And it just wasn't, I don't think I did a good job. I think what makes me do a good job is having relationships with people. And so the underpinning feature of this is, look, how do I pay rent? How do I save money? How do I go on a holiday? How do I provide for my family whilst being unpopular? Because I can't physically service more than, like, this year I've stood in front of 200 couples. That's probably manageable. But even it'd be nice to even get it a little bit smaller. Not that I regret being anyone's celebrant. It's every journey is amazing. But I just can't keep that up for life.
I feel like this is a journey that business itself is kind of going on at the moment. In terms of, we used to think that business was about a blanket. Anybody that could possibly need the product I'm providing, I should be the service provider for. And I feel like business is now beginning to swing the other way. No, the best work you're ever going to do is actually by working out exactly who it is your product provides to on a micro level. So, you know, you could say any single person or any person in a serious relationship is your customer and you need to win them over. Whereas I feel like business is now taking this swing of, well, actually, no, it's not any. It's actually people in a serious committed relationship who like these kind of things and act in this kind of way and desire this kind of life, as opposed to, I'll just fit whoever needs me.
Yeah. So,
and for you to respond to that, I'm going to be gone for 5 minutes, but I'm not going to hang up this Skype call. You can talk through that, but I'll be back in five.
So, Scotty, I want to create unpopular businesses in my life, and you've actually, what did you say the other day about me interacting with people? Like, you said something really beautiful and encouraging. I'm just going to wrench it back out of you again.
This is what I love most about this is, this is a really awkward moment where someone compliments you and then you take them in front of all your friends and say, hey, can you, that thing you said about me before, can you say it again, buddy?
Yeah. You remember how beautiful I was? Can you say that again?
No, I think this is very true of you. I think you and I move in a very interesting sphere. Like, we have some very influential friends. I know that for me personally, one of my goals is to support them in everything they do and be proud of them in everything they do, even when sometimes they do things that are incredible. And I think, you know, quite jealously, I wish I could do that. I think you are somebody who has actually managed to drop that level of thinking. And whether it's somebody that you might laugh about the decisions they've made, or whether it's somebody who has just lived such a successful on-point life, you are constantly the person who is the fan, who is showing up, who is supporting, who, as you say, you just believe that there is a way for everybody to have a win, and you want to see everybody have a win. And you're the person that gets behind and encourages people to have a win. I mean, I can name people directly out of our relationships who you will step in for, give ideas to, help build, create, just to see them move forward and have a win. And I think that whole model right there, for me, is why I've encouraged you on this journey to create, I suppose, this online resource, is because I think that's the idea that needs to hit the world now. That's the idea that needs to hit the marketplace. Somebody that you and I talk about a bit, Gary Vaynerchuk, recently, he said, if someone's done it before, then you can do it now too. And I think too many people have amazing skill sets and they sit there going, oh, well, someone's already done it. Whereas I think you're the person that comes alongside and says, yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can't. And I think that to put that idea out, for you to push that idea forward, is going to be a very good thing for the world, at least the world that you touch in 2017.
Thank you. So here's what I want to do. I Because there's so many ways you can do stuff online. Yeah, you can drop it as a free blog or free podcast. And look, this podcast you listen to, this is actually going to be a free podcast. Because the other episodes after this, I want to be talking to people that are unpopular or want to be unpopular and what their journey looks like. So this is just a stories podcast. But the online workshop I want to do, there's so many ways you could do that. You could do the ever popular online course, webinars, that kind of thing. I've looked into so much of that, and it's all good. It's all good stuff. I had coffee with a friend today, and he's developing a lot of that stuff. It's all good. It's just not me. And I thought, if I'm going to talk to people about being sustainably unpopular, I should probably start by talking to myself at the very beginning. So, one of the principles is just being really true to yourself, like just letting you shine through, because that's the one thing you've got that no one else does. And so I've got to let that shine through, and me being helping other people become unpopular. So a few facets to that. I like showing value in people. I like exchanging value, saying, look, and that you kind of mentioned that before, but I like if a friend's launching a business, I want to do business with that friend if it works out. Can I kickstart, can I get in the Possible campaign, the Indiegogo, the whatever it might be. I want to exchange value, because I love it when people exchange value with me, and I want to exchange value with people. So I thought, I can't do this for free, because my time is valuable, and I want to be valued. And an easy way of showing value in a modern Australia or the world is by cash. So I want to charge for it. And I want it to be more of a journey and a conversation than a, here are my 20 lessons with 5-minute videos. So the way that Unpopular is going to look is February 1, we're going to start launching online. And through February, we're just going to start this journey of becoming unpopular, sharing tools, sharing methods, things that I've learned, things that I've implemented in my business. We're going to be interviewing other people. People that are in the program, we'll be talking to them. And it's going to be this educational journey. And I started by thinking, oh, let's do it over 10 months or let's do it over a year. But I thought, everyone's on a different journey. So my charge is that when you join, and once you believe you're unpopular enough, leave.
So what logistically does this look like? I think there are a lot of really great examples out there. You talk about courses. You even look at, I'm not sure if this is something people are familiar with, but you look at Ryan Deese's Digital Marketer, and they just have a whole resource website that people can subscribe to and come and go. You look at someone like Gary Vaynerchuk, who's just constantly releasing free content. What does it actually look like for you?
Yeah, so there's going to be a $36 a month thing and a $136 a month thing. The difference is that the $136. $100. And you just did math. Look at that, you're learning already. The $136 a month is going to have one-on-one coaching over Skype, and the $36 a month is just being a part of the program. And so what that means, it's just a log-on. It's just a plain old log-on to a website, unpopular.com.au. And when you log on, when you get access, it's essentially just a blog. There'll be podcasts on there. There'll be I write a lot, so they'll be writing tools and products, methodologies. But there's also going to be a community around that. And actually, I don't know, I'd like to hear what your thought is. I desperately want to do this in a Slack group or in a Slack team, but I don't know whether the world that I kind of interact with, whether they're ready for a Slack team, and whether it should be a Facebook group.
I would say a Facebook group, only because the whole world's there. Like, feel like facilitating a Slack team is going to be harder because of that reason. Like, I'm not on Slack. Like, I am on Slack. One of the organizations that I do work with is on Slack. But if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be on Slack.
Do you like Slack, though? Like, I like Slack.
No, I don't. I don't think I've invested in it enough. You know what? I'm going to challenge you on this here on the First Unpopular Podcast. I feel like you want to use Slack because you want Slack to be a thing.
Yeah, probably. All right, so there's going to be a Facebook group. There'll be Facebook Lives in there. And because it's a journey, I want people to share real problems they're having. Like, I want to automate this system, or I want to make this part of my business a little bit more lubricated. And so we can address real things, rather than me just talking to you from up high on a mountain, talking down. But I want it to be this conversation where I can share everything I've learned in the last 8 years as a marriage celebrant, you know, building a really unpopular business, and also share everything. Like, I've before that, before/with that, I worked in the radio industry for over a decade. And if there's one thing that radio is really good at, that is forming personal relationships with the individuals, with strangers, and communicating with them. And I think that relationship, that communication aspect, is really valuable in an unpopular business.
This actually, it's funny you brought up your previous career, because this was the next question I was going to ask you. Is it's I suppose the whole small business angle that you're going at, definitely not just targeting the wedding industry, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, definitely, it's all businesses. This is how you define my core demo: businesses that want to be sustainable. So we're talking long term. They're passionate, so there's some heart in it. They're not just in it for the money. God, if I have anyone else tell me they want to become a celebrant for the cash, I'm just going to punch them. Because you've got to believe in the thing you're doing. If you don't have some heart in it, you're going to fade away real quick. Yeah, so you want to be sustainable, so as in you want to run a profitable full-time business. You've got a heart in it, and your size is, and there's no real good way to directly describe this, but it's on the smaller size of the market. So I'm not saying that you got 10 clients, you got 1,000 clients, you got 10,000 clients, but you don't want to have 100 staff. Heck, you might have 1, 2, 10 staff, but you want to form a niche. And so generally, that is an indicator of that being successful, is that you don't have millions of staff and you don't have millions of clients. So there's a size element there, but it's not really well defined. It's usually a business that has a geographic and or industry specific niche. So they're really funneling in. So we don't just work with people with their first name starts with J, but their last name starts with W. Like, you're really narrowing in on your niche. And it's more than popular that many people that join don't really know what that is yet. So there's going to be a lot of focus on that, on finding your niche, figuring out, is that a niche that works? Because honestly, a lot of niches aren't sustainable.
I kind of have two questions that come out of this. The first one is probably a simpler one. I am obviously, like, I work in radio. That's my bread and butter. Social media and on air are my sort of two areas within that. Is this something that someone like me, who's actually not running their own business, but who I suppose has a lot of creative command in a very quickly changing business, is this something that I should jump on board to, I suppose, get a grip on, I suppose, fleshing out new ideas, being on trend, all of that kind of thing? Or this probably isn't a good environment for someone like me?
Well, Scotty, as anyone in a very niche, a sustainable business will tell you, is I will take your money. Please let that be known. It's definitely not aimed at you. It's more than possible you'll get something out of it. But I could also imagine someone in that kind of regard feeling like it's not good value for money.
So my second question, and this is something that I think I'm quite passionate about, hence why I'm throwing it on you. If you have somebody that's going to work every day doing a 9-to-5, and maybe they have a certain set of skills or talents that are beyond their 9-to-5, and they think, man, I would love to turn this into a business. But let's just say somebody who's very good at social media, somebody who's very good at public speaking, or closer to home for you, somebody who's really passionate about, you know, weddings being done better. I don't get how I could ever turn this into a business. I'm passionate about it, but I just have no idea how I could make this a business. Good for them, or you actually need to be ready to jump off that cliff, or you need to have jumped off the cliff for this.
No, honestly, as long as you know that there is a cliff, then you're in the ballpark. I built, Britt and I went from kind of zero to hero in this business in the space of a year. And so that's definitely someone who's right in the middle of where I'm going. Like, if being unpopular, being sustainably unpopular is where you'd like to be, like if you're currently working for the corporate, but you'd love to just have a business that that provided for you and your family, then yeah, you're my guy, you're my gal. Look, wedding industry is where I've found success, but I think that that it's very transferable to many other industries, retail or service, or even small product or online product. Like if you've got a craft, or if you're creating a physical or serviceable things that you sell online, then yeah, this is definitely for you. Because it's not about a particular industry. It's more about, how can I be sustainably unpopular? How can I build a small business that keeps me afloat and has a long history ahead of it, that is going to be kicking goals, winning awards, making money, being the talk of the town?
And I suppose that, I know you just said making money there, but one of the big things you mentioned before, and I think this is something that that has to be a reality, I suppose, if you're looking at this going, oh, great, I'm going to jump in on this and this is going to be my way to get rich. I'll just see what everyone else is doing and oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that. That'll get me rich. Probably not the game that you're going to help people play.
Yeah, because one of the legs on the table, one of the things that holds this up, is the fact that you've got to really, and you might not even know it yet, but it's probably somewhere in the back of your head, and you might not be able to articulate it, but you've got a strong why. If your why isn't present, or if your why purely has dollar signs around it, you're going to fail in any business.
Totally.
Honestly, yeah, like it's just not going to happen, because the dollars come and the dollars go, and you want to be sustainably, you know, running a business, but if the only passion is dollars, then when the dollars don't come for a week, then you're onto something else.
Totally. Yep, totally.
Yeah. Alrighty. I know you've got to run, but are there any stupid questions that you think I should answer?
I think it's kind of nutted out where I think the easiest way to define what I'm getting out of this is we're talking about running a business that is primarily based on passion in 2017. You know, I'm excited by the idea that when I look at your wedding business, it's been built so much on word of mouth opportunities and so much on taking advantage of the internet. And I think that that's a real key indicator that in 2017, that if you have something you want to do, you have a greater voice and platform to make it happen than ever before. And I think the fact that you're encouraging people to find their niche, to find the thing they love, to combine those together and see if money spits out of it. But most importantly, having a good time along the way is what I feel like you're looking at doing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, yeah, that's exactly it. I wanted to round out with a bit of a challenge to myself and everyone else. It's the right now it's 1:45 p.m. on the 30th of December. Scott and I record this. We'll probably drop this out later on today. Part of this journey is me actually building this business. It's a very like a real meta kind of thing. Like it's building a business by building a business kind of, yeah.
I get it. So unpopular itself is a business. I love it.
Yeah, it is. So I wanted to, I suppose, put the call out for people to hold me accountable in 12 months' time. Honestly, I don't think I need to share every little bit of my life, but I'd love to share how this is going in 12 months' time, and I hope that it has been very, very, very unpopular.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for inviting me on to start it.
Scotty, of course, you can't leave without the hook at the end.
Yeah,
because you got to end on the URL so everyone knows where to go and sign up.
Well, it's unpopular.com.au. You said it earlier. Everyone wrote it down. I saw that.
Of course. That's, yeah, good point. Thank you for noting that.
Yeah.
Scotty McDonald, everyone.